If you are a dog owner, are you carrying a weapon to protect your dog from other dogs? Penito Fairborn, he recently saw his dog, a Maltese Shih Tzu, mauled within an inch of its life. You can read about his story in the Mandurah Coastal Times, but Penito is giving us a few moments of his time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
What happened to your dog?
Well, it was last September now, and we were doing our usual morning walk, and he was attacked by a Staffordshire Terrier, very badly injured, very bad. And myself, in getting down, I was looking at my dog being killed in front of my eyes. He was being up in the air, shaken by this terrier, which had slipped its lead and obviously inadequately restrained. And I was down on the ground, you know, with my hands being bitten and mauled and yelling at this bloke who was just standing by, the owner of the dog. Grab your dog, man. Grab your dog. He stood there ineffectively doing nothing. Now, Ollie, this is the point of my grievance.
So, Benito, your Maltese Shih Tzu suffered life-threatening injuries. Were you hurt in this attack as well?
Ollie, I finished up in hospital. This bloke hasn't got a scratch.
Right. Was the owner of the dog fined or was there any consequence?
The owner of the dog was fined, according to the newspaper, $900 and $1,000court cost.
Right.
But
so
my grievances...
Yes.
My grievances is not with him now. He and I are done. You know, there was also a settlement between solicitors, between lawyers. That's done. My grievances is that the council knew. They knew that I had said to them repeatedly that I was on the ground and he was doing nothing. And yet they allowed that evidence to go unchallenged in that court.
So as a dog owner, Penito, what will you do now as you're walking your dog around? What will you do?
Well, I've been walking around with a steel walking stick. And I know, surprisingly, when I talk to fellow dog walkers, many of them admit to carrying a weapon themselves. One lady has an iron bar in her bag she carries, she says. Another has pepper spray.
Hold on. Dog owners are taking matters into their own hands. You're carrying around a steel walking stick. Another lady's got an iron bar and other people are carrying pepper spray. Is that what you're telling me, Penito?
Ollie, it's not a matter of... It's a matter of taking matters into your own hands. Whose other hands is the matter going to go to?
Well, I don't know. I'm just surprised that you're having to carry around weapons just to protect your dog. I mean, what sort of a message could the court have sent, Penito? What could have been a harsher penalty?
Should I have gone to court? Should I have gone to court? I would ask the court to make some sort of ruling if that's, you know, that dogs of a certain breed and should be, and regardless of what the owners think of them, should be, if they walked in public, should be muzzled. Now, that's a very simple thing, but if the muzzle was on that dog, we wouldn't be here talking about it today.
No, we wouldn't, Penito. Thank you for bringing it to our attention on 6PR. Good on you, mate.
Okay.
Penito Fairborn there.